The momentum is surging with Pigeon Lake Medieval Madness 2025 right around the corner, slated to run July 26 and 27 at the Lakitl Agricultural Complex in Westeros, Alta. Heading into its second year, the festival has proven a big hit from the start, attracting more than 1,600 people in its inaugural year, said Marianne Noman, host and creator of the event, also known as Lady Amidaya. While admission tickets can be purchased in advance or at the gate, feast tickets are limited and must be purchased ahead of time. Some of the reenactment groups that will be featured this year include Knights Errant, Strathcona Warhorse, the Red Stags of Red Deer, Society of Tilt and Lance Cavalry, STALC. Noman said Knights Errant are the closet to authentic recreators of life as it was in the mid-1300s. Strathcona Warhorse are a full-contact steel fighting team from Sherwood Park. The fair will again feature five accomplished blacksmiths from across the province, showcasing their skills on Forge Row. Last year, smiths mounted medieval clinics from Rimby put on a workshop, showing off their different mounted-at-arms skills. These performers are part of STALC that are hosting the jousting tournament this year. Also, the artisan vendor market will feature more than 50 unique artisans. For Noman, it's all something of a dream come true to see the event come to fruition. "I make copper and silver jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces," she said, reflecting on her inspiration for starting the fair. "Someone saw me at the Strathcona market, and said how my stuff looked really medieval, and had I ever done any of the fairs?" Noman looked into it further, and found one was held in Brooks at the time. "And so I went for a couple of years as a vendor there," she said. Next up, she heard of one at Bashaw. "So I did the first and second year there, and I was just so hooked into this. The first time I went, I saw everyone dressed up, and I just thought how cool it was. I wasn't even there half an hour, and I was thinking how I wished I had something to wear. I had been a vendor and an artist for years, and also thought how I knew so many artisans that do beautiful work," she said. "I felt I wanted to do something that honors people that make things themselves, like in the medieval days where people had to make everything." That was when she thought of launching a local fair. Plans started to quickly take shape. "I decided yes, I can do this. So I reached out to the manager at the Lakitl Ag Society, and she thought it was fantastic. I had also heard people say, 'Too bad there aren't things like these fairs out our way.'" Noman began connecting with groups, inviting them to come to the very first fair. "It took me 3 days, and I had all of the groups lined up. They were all on board, and were really excited for it." As the excitement grew and things came together so well, she also knew she wanted it to be an annual event. "It's absolutely amazing to see these people reenacting events and showing how people lived in those days. Looking to this year, there will also be costume contests for men, women, and children, with the winners chosen by the crowd. A king and queen will also be crowned at the medieval feast Saturday evening." Another highlight this year is that Noman has been contacted by Backwoods Alberta, which is producing a YouTube documentary series on 25 towns in 2025. "He saw my write-up, reached out to me, and said they would love to do an episode on our event. So they will be there both days. It's going to be so fabulous for all of the vendors, the reenactors, the jousters, and our blacksmiths. It's going to be amazing for all us. It will really help to put it on the map. It's going to get better every year." Noman also noted that an international jousting tournament with riders coming from Europe will be featured at the event. "It's such a great family event. People get to dress up, who didn't like to dress up with Halloween and all of that kind of stuff? To go and experience something from back in those days, and be able to bring your kids, it's so fun. You will see how caught up in it you will become, and how much you will enjoy yourself watching it all," she said. "Everyone just gets right into it." For more information, find Pigeon Lake Medieval Madness on Facebook. With files from Emily Jaycox, Pipestone Flyer.